Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Here we go.
Y'all, it's your girl Brown Sugar tonight, and we have an exciting, exciting show with Mr. Solomon Wise. Well, y'all give it up for my boy Solomon Wise in the house. Oh, listen, y'all gotta show some love for Brown Sugar Radio and Mr. Wise, because we're gonna let it do what it do. Welcome, welcome to my brand new listeners. I want to say what's up, and to my loyal listeners that have continued to follow Brown Sugar, I definitely want to give you a shout out at this time. I see the phone lines are already filling up, and I just truly appreciate each and every single one of you calling in. However, you know I'm waiting for the man of the hour, Mr. Wise himself. But before we bring him on, I am going to tell you a little bit about this incredible man. Mr. Wise, many of you know him from the VH1 hit series, I Love New York Too. But there's some things you may not have known about him, so I'm going to share that with you with this brief bio that I like to give for my guests. Solomon Wise was born in New Jersey, and for many of you have been watching him as he appeared on the VH1 hit reality show of I Love New York Too as Mr. Wise. He currently resides in Miami, Florida. Solomon has already created a major buzz for himself, doing a lot of street promoting and networking, and even getting a chance to be an opening act for a lot of major label artists such as Wu-Tang Clan and T-Pain. He's also rocked the crowd at Studio, I hope this is 183 or is it 183? Nevertheless, he opened for OutKast. Now, that's big. Then he's also attended the Spring Fest opening for Trina, Trick Daddy, Fat Joe, and Mobb Deep. Mr. Wise was featured in Miami's Unsigned Hype, The Source magazine, as well as performed at Opium Gardens, which is formerly known as Club Amnesia, as he opened for Big Pun. So as y'all can see, Mr. Wise is about to make a huge impact on the music industry. With the release of his hot new single, Be My Girl, y'all have got to give it up for my boy, Mr. Solomon Wise. And I believe that I already see him on the line here. Mr. Wise, is that
hey,
you?
What's up?
What's happening? We're going to let it do what it do on Brown Sugar Radio. We got to have you in with the sound effect going, you know.
Let's do it.
We got all the cheering fans in the background.
Let's do it.
All right.
Monster.
All right. We got an encore going for you. And I truly do appreciate you taking the time this evening to, come aboard. Hold on. This thing is going too long now. I'm like, come on now, stop. These computers get a monitor. They all want to do what they want to do. Anyway, look, everybody's sitting here excited this evening. How you doing, Mr. Wise?
I'm all right. How you doing? Thanks for having
me. Good. I just am so honored. I want to say thank you, as well as Licious. Licious has joined us this evening. How you doing, Licious?
Ooh, I was on.
You doing good?
I'm doing good. What's up, y'all?
I know that's right. Licious, for those of you who have just joined us, is Mr. Wise's manager, and we're going to most definitely speak with her a little bit later on during this segment, but I just wanted to take the time for Mr. Wise right now because he has another event. Y'all know he's a very, very busy man, and so what I'm going to do is take maybe the first 15 minutes of the segment, 15, 20 minutes, and conduct a one-on-one. Then I'm going to open up the lines for a few callers, okay? And I see my phone lines are already filling up, so y'all bear with us. I know you're excited this evening. However, We only got a few minutes with you, so thank you for even taking the time to show up on Brown Sugar Radio.
No problem. Anytime, anytime.
All right. So I definitely have been following you, and you, I'm telling you, are just an incredible man for everything that you have went through on the show as well as prior. Tell me a little bit about your background, and I'm saying, wow, you know, Mr. Wise, I mean, you are a hustler. You know, you out there doing what you got to do, and I really, really admire you for your ambition that you have. And a lot of people didn't know you've been in the music industry for a while now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. About 8 years, 8 to 10 years.
Wow. That's crazy. So, I mean, you sitting here, you know, I mean, I see on your MySpace you doing it big. Now you have Trina in the picture with you. What's happening, man? Just blowing
we
up.
We did a party Tuesday night, me, Trina, Rick Ross in Miami out here with Love. It was great. I mean, it was a beautiful thing hanging out with the Miami locals and just people showing love, and it was a great thing.
All right. All right. Well, I want to, you know, talk a little bit. I definitely want to get into your music thing. But, you know, I also want to ask a few questions about while you were on the show and living in the mansion. And, you know, I want to, I'm not going to get into it too much because I realize that you have moved forward with life now,
right,
although that's probably where majority of your fans know you from.
Right, right.
Is I Love New York. Okay. So I'm going to ask you a few questions about I Love New York, too, and then I want to get into your music thing here because, I mean, you got some mad skills. I mean, you just handling it. Then I want to play your segment. However, I think I'm going to wait probably towards the end of you and I, our interview, because I want to get the callers in because I know you have to go. Okay, you have another event.
No problem.
All right. Now, you were selected through the Internet. That's correct?
Absolutely, yeah. We did the Internet thing, and we got 19,000 votes. Got me on the show.
19,000. Wow. Yeah. And you were the top five. Is that correct?
Top five. Yep, you got it.
Wow. Now, that had to take a lot of work. How did you achieve such a great accomplishment with 19,000 votes?
I think a lot of it was resources. I mean, and keep in mind, too, I've always had an underground fan base because of my music before the show, you know what I mean? So I had a lot of people just behind me. I mean, my main thing was doing this was as a fan of New York and a fan of the show. I mean, I just was in love with the attitude of New York and the whole swag of the show, just the way it was. And I was just like, you know, they posted something up on TV when I was watching it one day about, you know, get online and, you know, you can vote it to be on the show. And I was, and everybody just, you know, assumed in the room that I was going to be the one. You know, they looked at me like, you got to do it because, you know, I'm in love with the show. So, you know, so I went online and did it, and before I, you know, at first I did it like nonchalant, thinking nothing would ever happen, and before I knew it, I was just getting crazy votes, and then I took it serious, and I started to go out to the radio stations and promote myself to go vote for me, and started flyers and, you know, hitting the clubs and letting people know to go vote for me since I was a local out here, you know, so before I knew it, I got that call, and they was like, we flying you to L.A.
Now, how did that feel to know once you had actually made it on the show? What was your emotion at that time?
It was surreal. I mean, it was crazy. I couldn't even, like, I couldn't believe that it was going down. Like, I didn't know what to expect. It was crazy.
I'm sorry. Well, you know your girl Brown Sugar tried out for Flavor of Love 3, and they, you know, they wasn't feeling Brown Sugar over here, so... You know,
Oh, really? You
did your thing. Yeah, you did your thing to be able to get up on the top.
Yeah, there's
five
like there's so many people trying to get on. It's a blessing, and, you know, and it's the gift and the curse. You know, you got to take it for what it is, but it's definitely an accomplishment to say that you made it through
right.
all those people. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, what was it like being recorded every day? That was the one down, I probably would have had a problem
right,
with
right.
eyes. How did it feel like with a camera in your face, I mean, basically 24/7?
You know what the hardest part, and, you know, obviously is in the beginning when you know, the thing is that I'm a real private person. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I like my space. So I think it took me a minute to get used to that. But, you know, after a while of just waking up with a camera in your face, going to sleep, it just kind of comes natural. Like, you don't, you're used to it. You know what I mean? You just get adapted to it. Within a week, I think I was adapted to it already. I mean, it is stressful and it can be annoying, but you adapt to it. You know, it takes time, but you eventually adapt to it.
Right, right. And that's my whole thing. I'm like, golly, I mean, you're eating with a camera, you're sleeping with a camera.
And they catch everything, yeah.
Everything, you know. I mean, that right there, I just had to feel a lot of sympathy towards you because you have absolutely no privacy. Even your phone calls were recorded.
Right, right. And
you know?
The crazy thing is, like, they're always recording you, and then when you watch the show, you expect them to show all this stuff, and they edit everything out. You know what I mean? They only get it's crazy. You're like, man, they ain't show nothing. So, but it you don't know what they're gonna show, and that's the craziest part.
Yeah, and looking at it, even though you were there, because of how they edit things, you're still probably shocked how a lot of the shows are playing out. I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
I mean, you know. There's so much interaction between me and New York that was cut out, and then it was just, I guess, you know, they kind of, you know, have these parts for everybody, you know, that they want you to be, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they don't make you be anybody that you're not, but they just kind of just clip it to make it more entertaining, you know what I'm saying? Wherever it's, however it needs to be, and it kind of pigeonholes you into this type of personality, which is not 100% you. But they just only take that part of you, you know what I'm saying? And they use that as, that's you.
So edit it how they want it to show.
Right, right.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, this is mad love for you when you were at and Miss Sister Patterson, whatever you want to call that thing, because I don't have no respect for that woman, and she wanted you to snitch. You know, she was like, "What's going on in the house?" And you was just like, "Look, I ain't no snitch. I don't care what y'all want me to do. I'm not selling out. I'm not down with it." You know, you basically was like, "I'm gonna be who I am going to be," whether she liked it or not. And I felt you on that.
Right, right. And it wasn't even trying to be like, "Oh, I ain't no snitch." You know, I'm not. But my main complaint is letting her know that I'm not going to – my way of winning is not what y'all want. You know, my way of winning is being me. You know what I'm saying? And if that don't work, then I don't deserve to win. I don't deserve to be with New York if I can't be me, and she appreciates that. And that was my point. You know, she's asking me to be like, you know, oh, mama's boy, or be like this, or be like, and you know, at the end of the table, at the end of the dinner, I was just like, that's not me. I can only be me.
Yeah, it was like she wanted you to be her eyes and ears in the house, So, you know, and Taylor Made was just really irritating me, running back, because I don't like snitches, okay?
Yeah.
And, I mean,
nobody
shout out here in Vegas. Yeah, for that.
The only people that like snitches is the police. Please let us.
You feel me? Yeah, I'm like, So that was my whole thing. I said, you know what? You did not sell out in order to be somebody that she wanted you to be. And
right.
Now I said, that's what's up right there.
Right.
Now, initially, she wanted to be the mama's boy, then she took it back. How did you feel at that moment, you know, when she took it back from you?
Oh, I wasn't upset. I was, you know, I didn't belong there to begin. You know, I didn't even look right at that table. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't me. That wasn't my look. You know, I was flattered, you know, at first, but, you know, I knew that I always knew Dan was just tired. I was like, yeah, there's a catch to it. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I was, you know, I let her know straight up that this is me, and, you know, I'm not going to change for whatever you think it is. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. I wanted to, real quick, Mr. Wise, I have a chat box. For those of you who are used to seeing the Blog Talk Radio chat box, I'm actually using another one here. If you actually go underneath Mr. Wise's picture, it's on my show link. You are more than welcome to join us to chat. If there's any questions that you want to ask Mr. Wise, if you're too shy to call in, you can certainly ask your question in the chat box. I have PB, who's in the chat box, also Licious, who is Mr. Wise's manager, but certainly just put the question in the chat box. You'll click on the link that is right underneath Mr. Wise's photo on my show link. Okay, so I wanted to put that out there. I see we have a lot of listeners that are coming to the show, for those of you who are just tuning in. All right, now I'm not even really going to get too much into the spitting incident. See, look, it makes me so upset. I can't even talk. I can't even
pronounce.
Woo!
That's everybody.
I,
question. You know what I mean?
I get heated, yeah, every time I even think about it. I get heated. You see, I can't even talk right now because I'm so mad. So I'm just going to touch on it a little bit, and after that we're going to keep it rolling because that whole thing, I felt like TaylorMade should have been right then and there. For them to even keep him on the show, I said, oh, yeah, y'all doing this for ratings. Because had it been anybody else, you feel me, they would have been gone.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so I wanted to ask you, when they kept him there, what was your state of mind? What were you thinking like?
My state of mind was just like, I don't know if I could do this. Like, I don't really, like a lot of people don't understand. Like, I know everybody's opinion. You know, everybody has the same reaction, you know, and I had the same reaction. But the main thing is, like, a lot of people don't know is just, you know, after that happened and they had locked me up in the room, you know, they had me locked up and separate for like 2 or 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had to talk me, into the reality of what was going on, because I was losing it, you know, like I wasn't even.
Yeah, you even lost your shoe, you were so mad.
Yeah, just like, but the reality of it is, you know, and the facts of it is that I could hit him, you know, I could have hit him, I had the shot to hit him, so I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I couldn't get him. The reality of it is that I was so mad that I know I could kill this kid, and you know, my anger is just like, what you see is anger of me, like, you know, wanting to kill this dude, but I know that if I do, I have to also keep in the back of my mind, if I do, there's a lot of consequences. Not only the consequences of getting kicked off the show, which I worked so hard to get to, but the consequences of legal action and things that they're, you know, that people, you know, they're telling me, you know, the liabilities, and because, you know, what Buddha did, he got away with and came back, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know, Buddha mugged them, and they let him come back, but what I was going to do to him, if in real life situation, would have been a lot. It would have been serious because he violated every code. You know,
he would have called a case, huh?
Yeah.
I get so mad. I'm sitting up here mad. I could just feel the steam coming from my ears right now because I'm so frustrated.
At the end of the day, and I don't want to ruin nothing for nobody, but at the end of the day, he pretty much, at the end of the day, when all everything is done, he gets what he deserves, and we won't talk about that too much, but I'm just telling you, he didn't get away with it.
Well, I certainly hope after reunion you kicked his little behind. I'm trying to keep this PG for my listeners. Y'all know Brown Sugar Travis.
I can't get into details, but, you know, no matter how they edit it or whatever, at the end of the day, I can now sleep at night.
Okay. See, that's what's up. That's what's up. I'm telling you. Boy, for that one.
Yeah, boy.
I hope you just really did what you had to do. Ooh, I get so mad thinking about TaylorMade. Okay, and then last TaylorMade question I'm going to ask. I'm sorry, you had a question?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay. The last TaylorMade question, then I'm going to move on because I'm giving him airtime. That's how irritated I get about TaylorMade. How did you feel when you seen, actually, you had already knew he won but couldn't say anything. So when you found out that he was the one that actually won New York's heart, what was going through your mind?
Well, I wasn't surprised. I mean, I honestly wasn't surprised. There's a lot of reasons why. Because, you know, off camera, me and New York had gotten a discussion, semi-argument about how she wants somebody to be, she wants to be in a relationship that's 80-20-30, you know, like she wants like a half relay, like 80-20. She wants to be able to be the man. She wants to be the full, like, she only puts in 20% in a relationship and you put in the rest. Like, she told me this straight off, like, straight up, like, that's what she wants, that's what she's looking for. Yeah. So I basically told, you know, right there when she started getting into those details and explaining to me through the, you know, as the show aired, I started realizing that TaylorMade is the only one in that house that would fit that criteria. So when he won, I wasn't surprised, and I felt like at the end of the day, after I left and I really got to feel what she's going for, I felt like they deserved each other.
Yeah, you're right. They made for one another.
Right, that's the reality. And no hating involved, I wish, hey, look, I'm a peaceful person, I'm a lover, you know what I'm saying? I'm about peace, I'm about harmony. And I feel that at the end of the day, if you're happy, you're happy. For me, there's always that somebody for somebody else. If you want to be somebody's puppy dog, you want to be a little, you know what I'm saying? If that's the life you want to live, then go ahead. If that's happiness mm-hmm. to you, then may the best be with you.
Right. You know, because I just felt like when she did that, when she was she let you go, stating you weren't over your ex-girlfriend. That's how she felt, or there was two.
The reality is, she knew that I was over my ex. She just knew that I wasn't going to bend like she wanted to bend. Same way that, you know, Buddha wasn't going to bend. The same way that a lot of cats in the house weren't going to bend. Nobody really wants to put away their penis from a woman. Because a woman's supposed to want a man with a penis, not one without one.
Okay. And then she want Taylor May to get a penis implant? You know, I'm like, why you gonna want to be with a man that got to get some extras down there? He should already be blessed in that area.
Right.
So, yeah, that whole thing, I was just, and I'm gonna tell you, it leaked out on the internet that night before. I don't know how, but I ended up finding it. It was on MySpace. People were just shooting it through the bulletin. So I said, one, when I found out TaylorMade, I didn't even look at the last episode
because
I was so disgusted. Like, you know what? I just couldn't even do it. But you know what? We're going to move on. I don't even want to talk about TaylorMade. This is Mr. Why You Shine this hour. Now, I wanted to get into a little bit about the Voodoo Lady incident. What did you think about, you know, all the house shaking and all this kind of stuff? Was that real or was that staged? I mean, you know, I believe that there could be, I believe in angels. You know what I mean? And all that kind of stuff. It could be demons, too, you know. But that lady, it was something peculiar about her.
That lady, she was definitely scary. I don't know if her story checks out about what she does and what she sees, but she definitely had that poltergeist woman look. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you were the wrong place at the wrong time. Everybody felt uncomfortable at that. At that particular challenge, I think everybody was uncomfortable. Everybody.
Right.
I mean, if you could get it uncomfortable, you know it's some serious things.
There's some serious stuff going on because it looked like he ain't afraid.
Right.
He
just
was like,
you know,
I'm not
just,
doing it.
Yeah, he was like, he was really felt like uncomfortable. Like he out of
you didn't
he
see
felt,
like, right, right. You didn't see any like anything that was staged or, you know,
I mean,
Matt, like
it's hard. It's hard. It's all, you know, obviously pre-planned. They got to, you know, it's a show, so they got to, you know, they got to stage it something. They got to organize it, you know what I'm saying, and get how we're going to do it. But, I mean, as far as what we were giving and what she was saying, I can't speak for her, like what she was saying. I don't know if she's a real or she's a phony. I don't know. You know, at the end of the day, you meet them, that's your first time. You just got to, as far as all the haunted house stuff and all the stuff on, me personally, I didn't feel like it was real. But, you know,
So I'm like, what is all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was fun. It was definitely fun.
Right. Well, it'll definitely be an experience you'll never forget, huh?
Exactly.
Being on that show.
Exactly.
Now, I would like to take a few callers because I know you have to get going here. And
yeah,
so if callers, I want to tell you something, okay? Respect my guests. Don't call in playing on my phone because I will mute you. All right? I'm not going to be rude and hang up, but I will mute you. Do not ask any disrespectful questions to my guest this evening because he did not have to do this. Okay? So let me go ahead. I am going to take caller 563. You're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Nothing much. What's happening?
Who's calling?
Eric.
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. You have a question for Mr. Wise?
Yes. Who did you want to win?
I really felt like at the end of it, you know, obviously I wanted myself to win.
Right.
Towards the end I realized that couldn't happen, you know. But I felt like, close, probably the best man for probably who she ended up with, or I felt like if it wasn't him, probably Punk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, too.
And I think Punk should have probably, you know, he's a better man out of the two, obviously.
Yeah, and what did you think about when TaylorMade won?
I wasn't surprised, you know. I wasn't bitter, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't, you know, like I said, towards the end when I got to realize what New York was looking for, you know, she's looking for somebody to be her puppy dog and do what she says, and that's dude. That's who he is.
What went through your mind when he spit on you?
Two things.
You were gonna kill him, like.
Right. I had two emotions. Two emotions is one, you know what I mean, I was like, you know, thinking, you know, entertainers in my ear telling me you came too far. You know, one emotion is like, you know, this is, you know, I'm here, you know, and the show just started, and to leave right now, you know. And the second emotion is like, I'm probably gonna go to jail for a long time.
Okay, and it ain't worth neither one of
them. So. Yeah, so it's a mixed emotions. It's hard to describe when you're in a situation like that. And you got to understand also, man, is that you're stuck in a house with a bunch of strangers, a lot of alcohol, no music, no TV. Everybody in that motherfucker going nuts by the time you get down to the middle of the week.
Yeah. And
there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of, you know what I'm saying, drama. They just show you the stuff that is the most entertaining, but a lot of other stuff happened that they didn't air. You know, it got spit on by TaylorMade the first night.
It did? Okay.
The first night, yeah.
Damn.
And it laughed. Mm-hmm. It just laughed it off. And he spit on it twice.
Damn.
Crazy. And that's crazy?
So you know that there's a lot that goes on that they don't show.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Trying to make him look innocent, huh?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Last question. Were you there for New York for, like, her body to promote yourself?
I was there to get to know her because I love the personality on TV. I mean, there's two sides to New York, and I hate to sound cliche and sound corny, like, you know, but there is a Tiffany in New York. Tiffany's a cool-ass girl. She's cool. She hangs out. She'll smoke a blunt with you, drink some, you know what I mean? Just chill.
Yeah.
And there's the New York that the cameras come on and she wilds out. You know what I mean? And that me and that side of her clashed a little bit, but.
Yeah, turn off. Major turn off. All right, well, Eric, I certainly do appreciate you calling in and showing Mr. Wise and Brown Sugar some love, okay? Did you want to have me put you on mute so you can listen to the remaining of the show, or were you going to hang up?
I think I'm going to hang up, then. Thank you.
You're going to okay, no problem. Thanks for calling.
All right, man.
You too. Bye.
All right, man.
I would like, before I take the next caller, I have to give a couple of shout-outs because without these people, this interview would not have been possible. And first and foremost, Mr. Wise, I want to say thank you for taking the time because I know with your album coming out and, you know, your opening for all of these major artists, you are truly busy. So I want to say thank you, you know, for even taking the time to come on Brown Sugar Radio. Then I'd also like to shout out PB Creations. He is my graphic designer. And PB, I want to say thank you so much. Steve Smooth and Licious. I'd also like to shout them out because they helped to promote this and organize it and help me to, you know, let this event tonight happen for all of the Brown Sugar Radio listeners. So I wanted to do that before I forget because I'm bad at stuff like that. Then I've been and hung up and say, oh, I should have said this. I should have said that. Okay. Yeah, and then you forget somebody, and that's not a good feeling when supporting you and backing you, showing you some love. So definitely I wanted to shout y'all out. Also, you know what I want to ask you, Mr. Wise? Could you shout out for me? Every guest that I have come on the show, I'm going to do a drop and make commercials on my little radio show, you know, Brown Sugar trying to do some big stuff like you.
That's good. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yes. Can you shout out for me, Mr. Wise, you know, something like you on Brown Sugar Radio for me?
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Mr. Wise from I Love New York, too. On Brown Sugar Radio. Get at me.
All right. That's what's happening. Okay, we're going to take some more callers. Let's see here. All right, we have 216. You're on the air with Brown Sugar and Mr. Wise. What's happening? Hello? Yeah, 216. Oh, yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Wise?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to tell you that you do not fit with New York. She's too dramatic, like, for real.
Yeah.
I watched the show. When my cable got cut off, I was on the internet watching the show. I was like, okay, I got to watch this show. And she picked TaylorMade. Like, I don't like snitches either.
Word.
And I felt like, you know what I'm saying, you did the right thing by not whooping off in his butt when he spit on you. Because if that was me, oh, yeah, he would have been a goner.
Okay.
But I also wanted to,
I also wanted to ask you.
Yeah, he would have been gone, like, for real. I would have got kicked off the show if I was a guy.
Yeah. Because
you don't, that's like total disrespect. You don't spit on nobody. That's like the most ultimate dish you can do to somebody.
Right.
And I also wanted to ask you, are you single?
Yeah, I'm single right now. I got to be, though, because, you know, things is busy, man. You know, women, they like to have, you know, that extra time, and it's just hard for me to be in a relationship right now.
Right. You have any kids or anything?
No kids.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the only thing I wanted to ask you. I mean, you're my top friend on my MySpace page, to let you know that, too.
Oh, okay, that's love.
Yeah, I put you on my MySpace. I had to send you a friend request, put you on my top friends. But
that's,
I think that's probably, like, the only thing. Oh, my son says hello.
All right, hello.
Monte, Mr. Wise from New York, he says hi. All right, I'm going to let you go. You know, finish talking to Brown Sugar. This is my first time listening to this show. I went on there, seen a little bulletin. I'm going to let me go on here and see what they're talking about. So I'm going to finish listening to it on the internet.
I appreciate it. And stay tuned, you know, most definitely. I appreciate you taking the time to, you know, come on Brown Sugar Radio.
Yeah, I was shocked you took my call, too. I'm thinking like, she's talking to me like maybe somebody else from Cleveland is calling. Like, I don't know. But, oh, yeah, and another thing. When you going to come to Cleveland, Ohio? You got to show Cleveland some love.
You got to get at them promoters out there. And, you know, the main thing is getting them promoters out there to book us, you know, because we trying to do everything in the United States, but we can't get everybody. So we definitely request us, you know, go to the clubs, talk to the owners, the promoters, like, y'all need to get Mr. Wise out here. Tell him to holler at me on MySpace and we can make it happen.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, I'll be talking to people on Z107 now. That's our station up here, so I could try to, you know, holler at them or whatever, but
yeah,
that's
happen.
What's
that's
up. Cool. I'm going to try to do everything I can.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Okay. All right, now, take maybe two more callers because I know you got to go, okay? Is this pushing into your time? Yeah, okay.
No, we good.
All right. 414, you're on the air with Brown Sugar and Mr. Wise. What's happening?
Hello?
Hi, 414, who's calling? Hello?
Hi.
Yes, you're on the air with Brown Sugar and Mr. Wise. How you doing?
Good, thank you. This is Angela.
Good. Angela, okay.
I wanted to ask Mr. Wise, seeing the way New York disrespected so many men, did he honestly believe that he could have a relationship with her?
And honestly, how you doing this evening? In the beginning, you know, I thought there was a possibility. The challenge for me is like, and this is probably my downfall again. I feel like sometimes that I have an influence that can help change people to a positive way, you know what I'm saying? Like try to get people, you know, because New York is not all 100% negative. She's not a 100% bad person. I mean, yeah, she got issues, and yeah, she's a little bipolar and other things, but the reality of it is that there's some good in her, you know what I'm saying? Me, like the type of person that I am is I always try to find the good in people and see if I could help guide them to be more of that.
And
that could be my downfall. I thought that could happen. But as the show went on and I got to know her and towards the end, I realized that it wasn't, you know, that wasn't going to happen.
Okay.
And, you know,
is that the type of woman that you've chosen to go out with before?
I've definitely found myself with the wrong one.
Okay.
But, usually, like, if I saw New York at the mall or something, I probably wouldn't, you know, run and chase her. But it's never been my style to chase women. Like, and I think she was real mad that I was kind of chill and laid back. But, you know, she had felt me. Obviously, like, a lot of people don't understand is they always say, like, how did you last so long and we never seen you? And, you know, it goes back to editing. It's like, New York was feeling me on a filter, on like a vibe and a conversation. We was vibing, you know.
Okay.
She was feeling me as if they weren't airing everything. And it comes down to, like, she started getting upset because she just felt like I wasn't chasing her hard enough. And because it's never really been my style to try to hawk people, you know, hawk a woman. I believe in natural things. And that, like I said, that probably was my downfall. And that's probably why I didn't last on the show.
Is she more beautiful in person than on TV? Because you're a pretty fine man, and I think you could do better.
I appreciate the comment. And I do have to say she does look better in person.
That's
I don't think the TV does a lot of justice, and they do put a lot of extra makeup on and stuff, but she's actually a cute girl in person.
Well, good. All right. That was my question.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you for talking to me.
Thank you so much, Angela, for calling in. Okay, you have a good evening.
You too. Goodbye.
All right. We'll take one more call because I'm going to get going here. Let's see. Oh, we got a 702 in the house. Now, y'all know your girl Brown Sugar is from Vegas. So I'm going to have to pick up the 702 here.
Let's do it.
702, you on the air with Brown Sugar and Mr. Wise. What's happening?
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Hey. This is Wendy.
Yes, ma'am.
What's happening?
Not much. At home, me and Quentin are listening to you guys.
Oh, I appreciate you showing Brown Sugar some love. You got a question for Mr. Wise?
Actually, I have a couple of them.
All right, go ahead, Wendy.
My first one is, what motivated you to write the song Be My Girl?
I think some of it had to do with the show, but I wrote most of it before the show, and I wrote the rest of it after. It was kind of like the story on Be My Girl is basically finding real love and finding fake love. You know, like when you're in love with somebody so much and they don't give a shit about you, and then you realize it, and you move on, and then you find this perfect somebody that is just everything that you didn't think you could ever have. You know what I'm saying? That's the perfect fit for you. So that's really what Be My Girl is about, just finding, you know, that bomb-ass girl or guy in your life.
So since you wrote that song, have you found that bomb girl?
I mean, like I said, it's very hard for me to get into a relationship, so I haven't had the time. I really haven't been in a situation where I can give my all in a relationship at this moment. But I'm sure that it's just a matter of time. And like I said, I believe in things happen naturally, and they will. I believe they will happen like that.
Right. And it's usually when you least expect it or least look for it and got so much on your plate, and there it is.
Right in front of your face. Somebody you've probably known all your life and didn't even notice it.
Either that or somebody new that, you know, just completely wowed you.
There you go.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You got one more question. Go ahead.
Yeah.
With your career now, I mean, what are you looking at for your next step? I kind of missed some of the show, so if you covered this before, I'm sorry. You know, what are you looking at to do next? I mean, what kind of projects, what kind of goals do you have for yourself now?
Well, I'm doing exactly what I was doing before the show. I mean, the show was just something that, you know what I'm saying, has nothing to do with where I'm going. You know, I mean, I'm working on a mix CD that I'm about to drop. There's some remixes on it. And then after that, we're going to be pushing one or two singles and trying to get, you know, people to request it on the radio and hopefully get an album out there by the end of next year or in the middle of next year. That's going to be hot. You know, we got a lot of guest appearances and working on a lot of good things. So, I mean, I'm focused on the music right now. I've always been, though. That's never changed. And I didn't use the show because, you know, I wasn't on the show wearing T-shirts that said buy my album, you know what I'm saying? So I want people to know that I've been doing this for years. I'm not a guy trying to jump on the bandwagon of music because I got my face on TV. I mean, a lot of, and no disrespect to the other cats in the show that did that, but I've been doing it for a long time. You know what I mean? My track record speaks for itself, but I'm going to continue to do what I was doing.
Well, I mean, you can tell your personality was a little bit different than the rest of the guys. You were a little bit more laid back and more mellow, and, you know, you tend to watch most of the guys and, you know, weren't causing drama all the time like most of them were.
Right. Like I said, you know, they edit a lot of things out. But I also want to clarify that Mr. Wise is not a chill, laid back, always serious person. I'm actually, if you get to know him, I'm actually crazy. I'm actually silly as hell. There's some shows, I don't know why they, I was dancing on the pool table. There's just a lot of things they cut. I mean, I'm a wild dude, but, there's two sides of me, too. It's just that a lot of people didn't get to see that, and hopefully I get to show that to everybody in the future.
Right. That'll be good. Yeah, so people don't think, I think the way they tried, well, no, I can't even say that, because we've seen the anger in you that you were,
right.
Upset about some things.
Right, you see anger in me, and then you see a serious, laid-back, chilling cut, like it looks like he smokes a lot of weed type dude. But, and that is me. That is, I'm that cool, laid-back dude, but I'm also, I know how to party. I know how to be crazy. I'd be at the club on the table. There's another side to me.
Sounds like somebody else I know.
Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, one of my best buddies on the show parties with me all the time. My dog Midget Mac, we go out. He was out here like 2 weeks at my house. We went to a club, and me and Mac are a lot alike. It's just you don't get to see that side. You know what I'm saying? And Mac is one of my big homeboys.
Me and my son used to watch the show, and my son loved you and Midget Mac.
Yeah,
I'd almost sit there and try and do the cartwheels like Midget Mac.
Yeah, the Mac is the dude.
Okay. Do you guys make a lot of trips to Vegas, or you plan on doing any shows in Vegas?
Well, like I was just telling this other girl, like we're trying to. It's just a matter of we have to get the promoters. Like we need you, the fans, to go out there and talk to the clubs and the promoters and request us and tell them to get up at us on MySpace and for us to host the party. It's just something that you have to demand. It's not that easy to just be going to clubs. I mean, we're trying to put together a tour, but we really need the fans behind us on this. We really need y'all to just go to the club promoters and say, yo, if you really want me, they'll just say, yo, we want Mr. Wise here. Now, can you make that happen? Because we want to see him. You know what I'm saying? And then they get in touch with me on MySpace, and then we make it happen.
All right. Well, we're going to certainly put it together here, in Vegas for you. Okay. Go ahead, Wendy. Ask one more question. I got two more callers I want to try to take before he goes.
I heard him say his MySpace. What is your MySpace?
You could get me at myspace.com/MrWise1, meaning just the number one, and then I have my music page, which is on my top 8. You can reach that, too.
Okay. And what do you want to ask? Hurry up. Oh. My son wanted to ask something. Hold on.
All right. Even got Kia fans. Go on, Mr. Wise.
He wants to know, when you were on the show, did you really think that you were going to win New York's heart?
Pretty much in the beginning, in the middle, I thought, like, the vibe that we have, yes. But towards the end, I realized that it would never work.
Yeah. Okay. He's listening to you on the computer.
I'll
send you an invite on my MySpace. So.
All right. Hit me up. No problem.
Thank you for talking with us.
Anytime.
Oh, thank you, Wendy, for calling in and showing Brown Sugar Radio some love. All right. Okay. Let me take. In and out. Okay. 512. You're on the air with Brown Sugar and Mr. Wise. What's happening?
Hi, Mr. Wise. I was wondering, when you went on the show, you said you wanted to meet New York, whatever. But I was wondering, what else did you want to accomplish by being on the show?
I mean, that was it. I mean, like I said, I went on as a fan. I mean, anybody that tells you they went on the show because they love New York is, come on. I mean, how can you love somebody you don't know? Let's be real about that, first of all. I mean, anybody that fell in love that quick is obviously there for other reasons. I was real about it from day one. I went there, and I told them when I got there, I'm here as a fan, you know what I'm saying? I want to get to know you. I'm single, you know what I'm saying? So I went on the show just for that. I didn't really need to be on the show for any other reason. I mean, that's what the show was. But you also got to understand there's entertainment value to the show. Some people take the show a little too serious, and the show is just that. As her finding love, it's also entertainment. So you're going to have different characters in the house, and casting has a lot to do with who's brought into the house more than than her herself. You know what I'm saying? So they picked me because they felt like she was probably would have felt me in that I'd be an interesting person to have in the house to get to know.
Yeah. So do you think, TaylorMade was, real about it? Because he just seems, all weird and obsessive.
It's hard to tell. Like I said, it's hard. And I feel bad for her. Me and her actually had talked about this, off camera, that know, I told her that I felt bad for her, that she really can't trust nobody. Like, you don't know what anybody's intention is at the end of the day. And one thing that she can tell you, or I can tell you, that when I went in the house, I was 100% legit with her. Like, I told her straight up everything. Like, I'm just a regular, real person, you know. And I sat down with her and we talked about that, you know, and I told her that, you know, I feel bad. It's bad to be in a position to have these people and not know why they're here.
Yeah.
You know, and I felt, and honestly, I felt sorry for her at one point.
So are you, like, anybody right now?
What's up?
Are you looking for, like, anybody right now? I mean, I know you're famous or, and all that, and you're busy and stuff.
I wouldn't say I'm famous. I mean, we're not there yet. I mean, like I said, I'm still a regular dude. I'm doing regular things. You know, I got to pay my bills and eat just like everybody else. But, I mean, I don't look for anything. I'm just, if it happens, it happens. And I just try to go, wherever the Most High takes me is just the road that I take.
All right. Well, I certainly appreciate. I'm sorry, 512. What was your first name?
Chantel.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Chantel, for calling in.
You're
and we'd love for you to come back, okay?
All right. And thanks for choosing me.
All right, Chantel.
No problem.
All right.
All right. Okay. Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to ask listeners. I don't think I can take any more calls. My phone is just blowing up here. You got to get it going. So are you there? Mm-hmm.
We can do it. One more.
You sure? Okay, one more. Lord, I don't know which one to pick. Y'all don't be mad at me. I think I'm going to go with 770 because they've been holding the longest. Oh, I'm sorry, 660. Actually, 660, stay on the line because I forgot to tell you. Now, keep calling in because Licious is going to remain on the line, and she's going to answer any questions that you have about upcoming events or his schedule, whatever, okay, about Mr. Wise. Because he has another event that he has to take care of. But like I said, he even him coming for the time that he has, I appreciate it. 770, you're on the air with Brown Sugar and Mr. Wise. What's happening?
Hello?
770, who's calling?
Hello, this is Savannah.
Hi, Savannah. How you doing?
I am doing fine. How are you doing, Sugar?
good. Right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for choosing me. I think I was going to get through. How you doing, Miss Solomon, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Okay, my first question, it's a little Tiger Beat-ish, and I was hoping no one else was going to ask it before me, but
it's all right.
I guess people kind of asking, you know, what is it, you know, are you with anybody, da 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 da. I want to know, what is your type? Like, what is personality-wise, physical-wise, like, what is it that you look for in a chick?
I think the main thing is, like, you know, and I, like I said, I'm trying to be keep it real. Like, looks definitely matter. I'm not gonna sit here and say, you know, oh, it's all about what's inside. No, it's not.
Right.
I mean, definitely, I gotta be attracted to you. But I think more important than being attracted to you, I mean, that's the, you know, we see each other. We're physical. We use our eyes. We're human. So that's the first thing that we notice, is
okay,
physical
right.
appearance. I really think okay. at the end of the day, it's about chemistry and the vibe. You know, I'm really into a woman who's in touch with herself and does speaks what's on her mind and strong and also doesn't rely on somebody else 100%. She can also rely on herself. You know, like that's not too plain. That has her own thing going, but at the same time, she knows how to stand by her man. She knows how to be real with her man. She knows how to be sincere, honest, and also like a woman that's not afraid to be herself and be silly, you know what I mean? Like, I like to have fun. I don't want to be in a relationship where it's always so serious. And we're always like, oh, what are you doing today? You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to have fun. I think it's very important in life to have fun. So I definitely want to be with somebody that's spontaneous and fun, that wants to just do wild stuff once in a while. And not too wild, but, you know, enough to keep the spark going.
Right.
But attraction is matter. Definitely attraction matters. You got to be looking right, clean, you know what I'm saying? Keep it hood, keep it shaped up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Well, 2008's coming up. We got a new year that's coming up, and like myself and with a lot of people, we're all trying to set goals for ourselves. We want to go a step higher than what we're doing right now. Let's say if, you know, we push some years, you know, let's go a little further than that. What do you see you doing maybe 5 years from now? I mean, where would you like to be? What do you see going on?
So there's a difference of where I'm going to be and where I would like to be.
Uh-huh.
Where I would like to be is in on an island somewhere with my beautiful queen and just chilling, having a, you know, drinking out of a coconut. But the reality of it is the struggle is a lot realer than that. I hope to see myself, you know, established with my dream and what I love doing, which is obviously music and art, and also helping other people that have the same dream as me, you know what I'm saying? And being a part of something that's just bigger than just me, you know what I'm saying? That will hopefully help other people.
Right. Beautiful. Hopefully 5 years from now we see you accepting the Grammy or something.
Right. And I see I'm doing it too.
That's a big dream. It's a big dream, but you know,
that'd be
anything
awesome.
Can happen. Anything
yeah.
Can happen.
Yeah, and I have one last question. One last question, I'll be off. If you weren't doing music, which is, seems like your number one passion, what do you see yourself doing? What's something that you would see yourself doing? I mean, like you always had an interest in, but you never really had full force going for it.
It's funny because somebody had asked me that recently, and it might sound crazy to some people, but I always wanted to be a counselor. Like, that was the thing that I never followed. That's something I was the only thing really I had interest in besides music. The same way I talk about life and my music and the struggle and what I've been through and what you can go through and how you can get over it, in the same way I kind of wanted to sit down one-on-one with these teenagers, because it's sad to say, but, you know, the crime rate and the death rate of teenagers is so high right now, it's insane.
And
it's because they don't really have role models. They don't have, you know, there's no leadership in the community. There's no follow-up from the parents. And you know, I'm one of those people that I don't have a problem blaming it on the parents, but you can't blame it on the parents when there is no parent there for them. You know what I'm saying? When they don't have a mom and dad in the house, or they don't have, you know, it's just, you know, their grandparents or their aunt or their uncle raising them. So there's a lot of lost kids in the community. So I would definitely want to take a position in my life to be a counselor, you know, and sit down with kids. I mean, that's something I see myself doing or wanted to do when I was, even when I was in high school, because a counselor helped me a lot when I was younger.
Cool. Maybe hopefully you can intertwine the two with your music, and as, you know, you get more, I don't know, I guess people get used to seeing you a little more and hearing from you even more, maybe you can even make appearances and things like that and just kind of mix the two. You never know what your gift can bring.
Exactly.
All right. I'm ready to go. Thank you so much, Solomon.
I know it's hard to let them go. I don't even want to let them go. Thank you, girl, for calling in. I'm sorry, your first name again was?
It was Savannah.
Savannah, okay. Thank you for calling in, Savannah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, right, you got. I can't keep Wise no more. I don't want to let him go.
You got that 606 still on there?
660, yeah.
I'll take that one. I know you're sitting waiting for. I'll take that one. And I
know.
I'll get back
this
in the studio.
Terrible.
Brown Sugar.
Okay.
Steve said that him and Wolf are going to call in, so whatever number he's calling from, go ahead and take that, too.
Him and Wolf? Okay. Oh, okay. You're going to kill me. You're going to be late for your other event.
I'm
sorry.
I'm in the studio. That's cool. I'm in the studio, so get it done.
Okay. But the other callers that are on the line, please remain on the phone because Licious will answer your call, your questions, okay?
I will tell all his personal business as soon as he gets off the line. I'm telling it all.
Just don't show no baby pictures. No baby
pictures. I'm sorry, I got to do it. I mean,
baby
I'm sorry.
Please.
Baby pictures and everything.
I had this hair thing going on. I'm not really happy about it.
Funny. This is too funny, you guys. Okay. That 660, you on the air with Brown Sugar, Mr. Wise. What's happening?
Hey, everybody. This is Lottie. How you doing?
Lottie, how are you?
Building. What's up, Mama?
I just want to call and let everybody know how great of a person I think Mr. Wise and Licious is. I did a portrait for Mr. Wise, and I just want to thank him personally for showing me love for my art, and it's just so overwhelming because this has been a hard year for me, and I feel like it's ending great, you know what I mean? So I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate it, and I don't really have any questions.
Aww.
I just wanted to thank him personally.
Thank you.
Aww.
No problem. Thank you. For thank
Look
you
at the lives you changing. See that, Mr. Wise? That is awesome. Now, I like that when you're using, you know, your I guess you could say fame, you know. It is fame, but to touch
right.
others, you know, because she wouldn't have known you had it not have been through the VH1 event.
Right, right.
So most definitely.
Let me tell you guys something about Lottie really quick. Lottie's daughter has cancer. She's been battling it for 3 years, and she had to have one of her legs amputated. And her daughter, when I talk about soldiered up, they soldiered up. I'm getting choked up just talking about it. I talked to her earlier tonight, and I was telling her, and I'm going to talk to Wise, you know, when we get off the air. But I'm going to try to put together a fundraiser. I'm going to pull some of the guys from I Love New York, too. Maybe we can get some rappers, some R&B artists. We're going to try to put a fundraiser together, like a benefit for her and her daughter. She's a really talented artist. If you guys visit her MySpace, she did a painting of Wise that's off the hook. She just did one for Wise's producer, Demby, and it's up now, too. Amazingly talented. She's got a spirit of a tiger, and her daughter are just off the chains. So we love Lottie. You guys support her.
Yeah, no doubt.
One more thing.
That is a blessing.
I also want him to know that just like he likes to express himself and through his music, that's how I like to express myself, through my paintings, and just want to touch people through my paintings. And I really appreciate everything and all the love. So that's about it. I'm really, really nervous because I usually don't do this. So.
All right, Lottie, keep your head up. Keep your head up. You're all right.
All right.
And I will certainly help any promoting that you guys want to do for the event. Y'all know Brown Sugar got your back, okay?
All right, Lottie. Thank you.
Wow.
Bye, Mama.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, Mom.
Aw. Okay. Real quick, you're a Pisces, right, Mr. Wise?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you? When is your birthday? March what?
March 11th.
March 11th. Okay.
3/11.
All right, because someone in the chat room wanted to know your sign. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take Steve Smooth, who is the manager of Mr. Wolf. What's happening?
What's up, Brown Sugar?
What's going on, Smooth?
Not much, not much. How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
All right, what's up, Wyatt?
What's going on, man?
Not much, man, not much.
How you feeling?
Hey, Wolf supposed to be on the other line.
Wolf, you there? Wolf?
No, he ain't on the line with me. He was calling in separate.
Did you click him on? What is his area code, and I'll grab him?
318, eh?
I don't see that either. I see a lot of numbers, but not that one.
You got a hotline going on.
Yes, indeed, and I feel bad I can't take all these calls.
Is there a 310? Is there a 310?
I don't see the 310.
Is there a 979?
Wolf is getting missing.
He's either 310 or 979. Those are the only two numbers I have.
I see a 97. I see the 907.
No.
I don't see him, but anyway, Smooth. I guess in the meantime, let's see. Nope, another caller just added, but it wasn't that number. Oh, you guys, I feel so bad. Anyway, Smooth. I'm glad that you and Liz just got to meet because
he's just calling in.
He's calling in. Okay. Yeah.
Show my support for the show.
I appreciate that. And also, we have his artist that's coming up. Actually, Wolf has already done an interview with Brown Sugar. We'll have him back for his winner date with Wolf. We want to help him promote. That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we
look like me and Wolf and Mr. Wise and Lissy got something in common, don't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What do we have in common? Are we all going out on dates with Wolf?
Music, business, and you know, fans of...
I hung out with Wolf at the club last month. He was so down to earth. Just he got the old, you know, country swagger. I'm telling you, we were in this little area, and there were so many people like trying to pull and stuff at us, and I was getting knocked around all over the place. And I'm like 5'9". So I was getting knocked around all over the place, and Wolf kind of just grabbed my hand and wrapped it around his little waist, and he's like, follow me. It's going to be all right. I'm going to tell you what. The way we were hugged up, we could have been a couple, and chicks was still trying to holler at him. I was loving it. So these chicks don't even care. The ladies love Wolf.
Oh, goodness. I'm telling you, my top three, Midget Mac Wolf and Mr. Wise, those are the ones. The rest of them, you know, I'm like, I ain't feeling them the way I do, but y'all right here, y'all got my heart. You know, I'm just keeping it real.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, definitely, I know you got to get ready to go, and I don't want to hold you any longer. Smooth, is Wolf calling in within the next minute or so, or you don't know? Because I know Mr. Wise has to go.
Who would they think that Sugar go on a date with Wolf?
Who said that?
He was
wants to know.
You know what?
Well,
PB,
I'm about to unmute him.
PB is fired.
PB? PB? muted, PB. PB? No, he don't want to say nothing. He's always trying to hook me up with somebody. It's cool being by yourself, ain't it, Mr. Watt? I'm confident. I'm like, what is wrong with him? Always trying to hook somebody up. People be busy. That's what I'm telling them.
That's crazy.
He's talking about he want to. Smooth said he's single. Ain't nothing wrong with that, right? You making money, doing what you got to do. Lord have mercy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, Mr. Wise, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that we love you here. Anytime you want to come back, you know you're always welcome with Brown Sugar Radio.
All right.
And anything you want to say? All right, I appreciate you too.
Yeah, I just want to say I appreciate the love and all the fans, and I just want to tell everybody that you can hit me up on MySpace. I don't get to answer everybody, but I do read everything. So, you know, just so you know, I can't always hear everybody back, so don't get mad because I get crazy messages, but I do read them all.
I can imagine. I can imagine. At least you read them all. Okay.
So love, and I appreciate y'all. And stay tuned and just keep watching and keep up on my site, and you'll see what I'm doing, where I'm going to be at, and, you know.
Why?
All right.
Get to work.
Manager say cut it.
Get to work.
Huh.
Get back to work.
Okay.
Get back to work. But I love you, Brown Sugar, for having me. Licious, I'll holler at you later.
All right.
And y'all be good.
All right.
That's what's up. All right. What I wanted to play just a little bit of his song. Man, these phone lines are filling up. You know what? I got to play just a little bit of, at least Be My Girl. What I'm going to do, I see the callers flowing in. Y'all stay tuned because Licious is on the line. I got to play his hot new single, Be My Girl. I'm going to play as much as I can of it because I see the phone lines filling up. I don't want you guys to be waiting on the line that long. All right, y'all. Here it goes.
I'll be your girl. Make me your world.
We're gonna talk about some things. We're gonna talk about fake love first. Then we're gonna talk about real love.
I'll be your girl.
She wanna be my girl. She wanna be my girl.
Make me your world.
And she sing it to me. And she sing it to me.
Wanna be your girl.
She wanna be my girl. She wanna be my girl.
I'll be your world.
Yo, let's go. Yeah, get in line. Sit and ride. Let's walk life, let's walk left to right. Like I've been hurt, you were such a berserk. Put me through dirt like I wasn't worth your work. Purpose, a lesson, a pretty face and a mattress purse. But not Mother Earth, nah. So fly, pretty bird, from the city to the burbs. I'll be getting fly, getting busy with them words. Why that herb's getting busy on your nerves? The gritty way you did me, well, that's something you deserve. So first things first, it hurts to hurt from a flirt. But I search inside and reverse your curse. The worst is past, the best is yet to come. Cause I done run with the best of them. Next to none, the ladies love me. Trouble me to hug me, and it don't bug me when they sing.
Girl,
she wanna be my girl.
Make me your world.
And she sing it to me. And she sing it to me.
Wanna be your girl.
She wanna be my girl. She wanna be my girl.
I'll be your world.
Yo, yeah, yo. And back on the block, you got that loser. I got the top spot. Now look at your future. You look good. 20 years from now, you look like Shug. Still be locked up in your hood. Not me, I got me a real go-getter. Songstress, and she's so clever. She's not caught up in fashion. She's caught up in making it happen when it feels like it's crashing. She gives nothing but compliments. So confident, so conscious with it. Nonchalant, exquisite. Not for nothing, but she can get it three times. Tell her how you feel, why. She knows what time is it. Forget a dime of fineness. Timeless, unlimited. There's no describing the rhyme with it. I tried, but couldn't find the words to fit. Got me feeling chills up the spine when she sings to me.
All right, yeah, I want to play that whole song, but we are running out of time, and I have Licious, Mr. Wise's manager, on the line. I see we have more callers that are calling in, and we definitely want to show you some love this evening. Let's see, I think we'll take, oh, gosh, so many calls here. let's go with 907. You're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
No shit, huh? This is the first time I ran into your chat box, and I mean, you look gorgeous. So I was like, well, I don't, Why not say hello?
Is it JJ?
You know? Yeah.
Oh, Lord. He got a question for listeners. PB, I'm going to get you. He's trying to put Love Connection in the chat box. Help me, Lord.
Wow. So what are y'all talking about on here? Like, I heard something about, you know, music promotions and all that stuff, so I was just kind of curious.
You didn't download the show on my link.
Uh-huh.
You haven't really? Okay, well, basically what we're doing tonight is we are celebrating Mr. Wise's success. He has a new single that has just popped off, and it's called Be My Girl. That's what you just heard playing.
Uh-huh.
As you know, Mr. Wise was from the hit TV show I Love New York Too. And he had to go because he got to make some money. So Liz just told him to go. And so his manager's on the phone at this time. And I don't know if you've been following the show or not, but if you had any questions for him, he's gone.
I think I got more questions for you.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it's really too bad, though, because I don't think we're in the same state even at all, you know. But,
Lord,
I mean, I would like to, you know, maybe... I don't know. I was kind of more hoping to talk to you on the private. That way I can, you know, get to know you a little better. I mean, at least maybe find out how old you was because, I mean, you look good in that photo, so.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. Well, I tell you what. Help us, Lord. That's going to be another show since TB just trying to play love matching on Brown Sugar Radio.
Oh, no. He didn't have nothing to do with that. That was all on me.
Okay. I'm like forever trying to hook somebody up. No. Goodness. You can certainly contact me on my MySpace, which is www.myspace.com/brownsugarinvegas, and it's SUGA. Okay, or you can contact my email address for the show, radio@yahoo.com.
All right, about the show. One more question, if you don't mind. Like,
is it about the show or is it about me?
It's about the show. Like, how would I,
because
as far as away from I am, how would I get more involved with the show?
You can certainly just come to my link in the chat box now, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you want to actually go back to my show link, and do you have a user account with Blog Talk Radio? You can, like, log on to create an account, add me in your favorites. That way you'll know whenever I have up-and-coming events.
Okay.
All right, tune in from there. So, but I don't want to cut you short, JJ. I appreciate the love. I have some more callers that are on the line, and I want to take care of them for listeners. Okay, but thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh.
All right, you have a good one.
You too.
All right, here. Lord, help us. Let me shout out the call-in number, 646-716-8697. For those of you who just tuned in to Brown Sugar Radio, we'll probably keep Licious on the line another 10 minutes or so because I know she's busy as well. 646-716-8697 is the call-in number. If you have any questions for Licious, the manager of Mr. Wise, all right? I see a 770 on here. I don't know if they're 770? You're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening? 770?
Everybody's scared. See, I told you, didn't nobody want to talk to me.
770? Ain't that a hot mess? That's terrible. Look, the phone line is full. Let's see here. Lord, well, this is what we're going to do. I'd like for you to promote... because the rest of the callers I have on here are just listening. They already hit me up in private chat and said they'll just keep them on mute so they can listen to the remaining of the show. tell me a little bit. I'm going to ask you some questions since they acting on it dank. Y'all don't treat my girl like that.
Don't they want to talk to me?
Yeah, y'all call in. Speak to Licious, the manager of Mr. Y. She can let you know everything you want to know as far as what's happening with him. Professionally, y'all. Keep it professional. girl, tell about his upcoming events, things that you may want for his fans to catch him at.
Right, you know what, for the rest of the year, he's basically just doing, like, studio-type stuff. Shout out to Demby, I think he's listening. He's one of Solomon's producers. We're working on a mix CD right now that's going to be distributed in early 08, And we have some guest appearances, January, February, and March. I'm trying to put together, like I said, the benefit, which will probably be somewhere around March or April of 2008 for Lottie and her daughter and the American Cancer Society. And he'll be obviously involved in that. What else is going on? We're just doing a lot. Our hands are in a bunch of different projects. Wisewear, which is a clothing line that he and I started together, is going to be coming out January 08. It's T-shirts that have, like, different sayings and stuff on it, like different lyrics from his song, stuff that he says all the time. It'll all be on the T-shirts. We're going to have fitted hats available as well. Okay. More than likely around summertime, we'll start with the boy shorts and the wife beaters, you know, so that when it gets down to getting hot, you guys can look good in your Wisewear. We got our hands on a whole bunch of stuff. We actually own a company together, and the company has a bunch of different divisions, and we're kind of just trying to be a full entertainment company as well as, you know, the most important thing at this point is, you know, his career, his music career, kind of pulling attention away from the I Love New York thing and letting people know that he's actually, not to take nothing away from people who rap from prior shows, but Wise is actually really talented. Don't kill me, people.
Yes, he is.
But the Stallionaires versus Wise, you know what I'm saying? They just oh, my dog is.
That ain't even no competition.
My dog is wild, and he want to be on air. It just not, he's just really wild. He into hip-hop. He's really soulful. He's, you know, he's from the old school, you know what I'm saying? If you told him to rap at the top off the top of his head, just freestyle, he can do it. And a lot of people don't do that anymore. So
Yeah, that's real. Well, we do have a caller here. All right, y'all. It's about time. Quit acting all scary. 870, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. And listen, what's happening? 870? Uh-oh. 870, I can't hear you.
Oh, so you can't hear me? Can you hear me now?
Okay, I can hear. Yeah, okay, I can.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, we got you. Hey, PB.
Greetings and salutations, people.
PB in the building.
Okay.
What's goody pop?
After he's playing love magic.
We're going to call him Pete. What was that dude's name from that TV show?
Which one? Yeah, shout out JJ.
Oh,
JJ.
No, Chuck Woolery. We're going to call you PB Woolery.
Okay.
Trying to get the love connection to come off.
Yeah.
I got a question, though, for Lisa.
What's up, okay. Pop?
I'm trying to figure out how did you become the manager of Mr. Wise? Because, like, you used to have your own little show going. You all over the place.
I am, right? it's actually it's an interesting story. People, in my personal opinion, people who don't believe in God and that God, everything happens for a reason and you reap what you sow kind of thing. I was a writer for a couple of different blogs, and one of Solomon's fans, when they started doing the whole I Love New York 2 thing on on the internet, when they started doing the voting stuff, people were sending me profiles and, you know, check this guy out, check that guy out. And somebody sent me Wise's profile, and I was totally in love with White. Shout out to White Boy. Totally in love with him from the first season. So when I got Wise's, you know, profile, I was kind of like, come on now. Like, I don't, you know, he's probably corny, cornball. I'm not even going to look at it. Then I saw his picture. So I was kind of like, let me see what he's talking about real quick. So I went on the site, and I liked what he had to say. I got in contact with him, and I interviewed him. And once I interviewed him, his votes, like, they went up because I was one of the first people to do, like, an interview with the contestants. So then I interviewed him again, and then I started my own radio show, and I had him on there again. And one thing that people don't know is that I actually had written him an email after I interviewed him a few times, and I said, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm gonna quit the business. I'm not going to be writing anymore. I'm not going to do my radio show anymore. I'm just going to kind of, you know, go back and focus on, you know, my spirituality, and I believe that I have a calling on my life, and I'm just not, you know, I'm not into this anymore because people are just grimy. And he called me, and we ended up talking for a little while, and he wanted me to do one last interview. He was like, please just do one last interview for the third round. So I did the one last interview, and in the midst of all that, he kind of was like, you know, you used to be in the business. I used to be a gospel singer. I was on tour for a couple of years. I did some work with Kirk Franklin and did some shows on BET and MTV, and all that stuff. And he knew about that. And he was like, you know, you used to be in the business. You're really good at promoting. You know, you're really good at the things you do. And how would you feel about managing me? And I was like, I've never been a manager before. I've had a manager, but I've never been one. He's like, well, I think you should be, you know, I think you would be good at it. I said, well, let me kind of see how it goes, and we'll see what happens. So I sort of started handling business for him, and one thing led to another. Here we are almost a year later, and I am the co-owner of his company, the vice president of that company.
I'm in charge of
Wiseware. I'm in charge of the management division, and I also manage other artists. So long story, but that's how it happened.
She had a business. Go on, girl. Okay. All right, PB, did you have another question for Licious?
PB,
that's pretty much it. I got a question for Sugar, though.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Sugar.
Oh, Lord. Go ahead. I might plead the fifth, but go ahead.
So what's, like, going on? Like, I'm seeing stuff on this message board about you.
Oh, Jesus.
I never mind.
That's what's going on with the message board. Holla at you, girl, Brown Sugar. He getting the drum roll for that one.
Oh, man, that's funny.
563, you're on the air with Brown Sugar and Licious. What's happening?
Hello?
563, who's calling?
Eric.
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Doing good. I called for Mr. Wise, too.
Mr. Wise, he had to go, but his manager, Licious, is on the line, and she can certainly answer. Yeah, she can answer any questions you have.
What's up, Licious?
What's going on, Eric? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Do you know what's pretty, I mean, not pretty, but what's Mr. Wise going to be doing, like, next?
What's he doing? Well, right now he's working on a mix CD. The new album, which is tentatively titled Broken Windows, will be available in 2008, probably February or March. He's working on his clothing line. He's doing appearances at different clubs. He's doing some guest speaking. He just did a guest speaking gig at Johnson & Wales University out in Miami. He's kind of got his hands in everything, but the focus is music right now. He just debuted his single on Power 96 in Miami, which is one of the bigger radio stations, and they seem to like it. So you guys make sure you go request Be My Girl at the Power 96 website, power96.com, and you can request it there. And if you visit his page or my page, the number to Power 96 is there, so make sure you call in and request it. But his focus right now is the music.
And did you want to have anybody else, like, besides Mr. Wise?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Did you want to be anybody else's? Are you a manager?
I am his manager. I manage one other person at the time. His name is Swagger. Shout out to Swagger and Rockstar Swagger Entertainment. I am taking on other clients, but my main focus right now is Solomon, only because things are really busy right now. And I've had a couple of the guys from the cast even ask me to be their manager, and a couple of people emailed me, and musicians and rappers and singers. They email me every day wanting me to manage them. And at this point, I just really can't take on any, like, extra clients because I would never be able to pay attention to them the way I should. But eventually I will be taking on more clients, yes.
Okay. Well, that's all I have.
Thank you for calling, Eric.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thanks, Eric. Okay, we're going to take one more caller here. 719, I'm Sugar and Licious. What's happening? 719.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Who's calling?
This is Delicate.
Hey,
hey,
sis.
Delicate.
Hi. Yay! Yeah. This is the first time she's ever called in. Delicate's
I'm
like number one SWV.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Delicate, you there? Okay, sweetie. Have the phone.
I just wanted to tell you I love you.
I love you too,
aww,
Mama.
And I'm gonna put my girls on the phone. They want to say hi.
Oh yay.
Hi.
Hi, baby girl. How are you?
I'm good. This is Gertie.
Are you being good?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Make sure you help your mom while your dad's gone.
Okay.
And ask your mom for my email address so that you can email me sometime. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Be good, Mama.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Aww.
She's so cute.
Aww. That's so sweet.
They're so cute. Delicate right. is like
Bye.
The number one. Hi.
Huh. Delicate, you still there?
Hello.
Oh, she gone.
This is Destiny.
I think she's gone.
Hi, Destiny. How are you, Mama?
Good.
How, are you being a good girl for your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Make sure you help her while your daddy's gone, okay?
Okay.
I told your sister to ask your mom for my email address so you guys can email me sometime. I got your Christmas card that you mailed me, too. You guys look really cute in your picture.
Thank you.
Aww.
Make sure you be good, okay? Merry Christmas.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Bye, baby.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Aw, that's so sweet.
So sweet.
Okay, now the phone lines are filling up, and I know, listen, you got to go. We'll take, golly.
Go ahead. I'll answer. Okay.
Okay. All right, 432, you're on the air with Brown Sugar and Licious. What's happening?
What's going down?
What's going on? Who's calling?
Not a whole lot. This is Liz down in West Texas.
Hey. West Texas in the building.
West Texas, baby. What's up?
I ain't all
that country. I'm still up, baby. I'm still up. You know, no. We don't do nothing but get pregnant and all that stuff down here. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good. I only got two. I just want to show New York some love. You know what I'm saying? Bonjour, ball. I know that's ghetto. Ghetto, ain't it? It's ghetto.
That's crazy.
I just want to let y'all know, you know, I love from New York. I ain't never been, but I want to go. I ain't never been past these tumbleweeds, but I'm going, though. I'm going. I'll be there. I promise you. I got two babies in there. They got some faces on them. So somebody call me so they can get a job so I can get on up out of here.
You're so
please,
crazy.
Please. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, goodness. We love you. I appreciate you calling me.
I appreciate y'all. Y'all, Merry Christmas. God bless.
Merry Christmas, Mama.
All
right.
Merry Christmas
to you, too. Bye-bye. Oh, man.
You know, every show we get one. You feel me? Every show.
Those are the best.
That's just too funny. Too funny. Smooth, before he go, he's getting ready to get out of here. Smooth. You there, Smooth?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You must have been on mute. I know you got to get out of here. Was there any questions you had for Licious? Before you call it or not?
No, I got a number.
I charge 99 cents a minute, Smooth. Oh, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. You need to get at me so we can holler.
Definitely. Yeah, that would be awesome to have the hottest, yes, cast members of I Love New York 2 collaborate.
Yeah, we need to get together and put them both together and ride out.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
That would be ill. I would love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I got all of January books for Wolf, so we'll definitely get together.
Definitely.
All right.
Call.
Hustler.
All right,
see?
Dan.
All right, love.
That's right, Smooth. Have a good one.
Bye.
All right.
Well, I guess we're going to go ahead and call it a wrap for tonight. I appreciate you, you know, certainly taking the time out of your schedule to allow us to interview Mr. Wise, and, you know, I know that you got a lot on your plate, you know what I'm saying, with everything else you got in spite of Mr. Wise. So thank you, girl, for coming and supporting Brown Sugar Radio.
Oh, we love you so much, and I really appreciate you having us on the show. And it was actually one of the interviews that we were excited about. You'll always get it. You know, you always appreciate people wanting to interview you and stuff, but there's only certain ones that you get excited about. So we were both excited about this one. We appreciate that.
Aww, yeah.
All the love that you show us.
Okay. And like I said, anytime I want to come through and advertise, promote anything that he's doing.
Oh, definitely. We appreciate the love. And you know, I only live 3 hours from Vegas.
Okay. Hey.
So
it's
I
on.
Need to come out
there.
I don't know if Vegas is ready. But I don't know if Vegas is ready, but you know. Another thing I just wanted to say real quick is that I get a lot of emails from you guys saying, when is he coming to this town? When is he coming to that town? Unfortunately, promoters are very picky, and I can call a promoter till I'm blue in the face and say people want to see him, but unless you get a hold of that promoter and you get a hold of the clubs and say, we want Mr. Wise here, it's not going to happen. So if you do, you know, want to go ahead and email me the names and numbers of clubs in your area that you want to see him at. If you can get the name and the number of the club, I will call the club and I will try my darndest to get Mr. Wise booked there. So I do read your emails, and I answer as many of them as I can, but email me the name and number of the clubs, and we will try to get him out there.
You mean email as far as your business email? Or
oh, yeah. You guys can either hit me up on MySpace or hit me up on – the business email is wiseowlmusic@gmail.com. So that's W-I-S-E-O-W-L music, M-U-S-I-C, @gmail.com. Oh, yeah, big shout-out to PB. If he was if he was a little older, I'd be trying to get with PB. But I found out, you know what I'm saying? I found out that he's 12.
Uh-oh.
I can't be going to jail. And then he came out with a little country accent. I like that. You know what I'm saying? But
said he was 12.
Well, I mean, he's 21, and 21 is way closer to 12 than it is.
Oh, okay.
Age.
You know, I was like, wait a minute. Now he ain't told you. He was
I love
PB.
You know what I'm saying? I saw him on the little flyer, a little poster. I was like, he's cute. You know what I'm saying? I like the little work that he does and stuff. And then I found out he was 12, and I was like, oh. I'm going to have to wait, you know what I'm saying, until he, you know,
get over the hump.
That's
it. Oh, he said, you ain't right. Look at him. He got tears in the chat room. Bless his heart.
We do appreciate your love, Brown Sugar. Most definitely. Much success to you. Anything we can do to help, holler at us any time you want to.
All right. Well, that's what's up, girl. You have a good evening.
You too, Mama.
This
Thanks
night.
For having us.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Bye. Listen. All right, y'all. Well, now what I want to do is run down the shows for the remaining of this week. And what we're going to do is I'm going to let you know tomorrow we have an incredible show with Troy Taylor, executive producer and CEO of Songbook Entertainment. Troy Taylor is going to be in the house, so you definitely don't want to miss that. He has written and produced for many celebrities, and I am truly honored to be in his presence. The most popular song that many of you know about is the one, Can't Help But Wait, by Trey Songz, and you do not want to miss that because that song is just incredible. But if you have any questions for Troy, go ahead and let us know. You can hit him up in the chat room, or you can give us a call on the line tomorrow. We'll be taking calls. And then also we have LaChat on Saturday, December 22nd. This is this Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And LaChat, many of you know she is a hip-hop artist doing her thing. She has a hot new single with Murphy Lee. We want to show her some love this Saturday, December 22nd at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And so definitely y'all want to keep it locked on Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. And Eric, I see you. Yes, and for all of the listeners, I am so sorry. This night has been very busy. All of the listeners that were in the chat room, a lot of you have gone now, but I want to say thank you so much for your continued support. Please continue to spread the word about Brown Sugar Radio because we want to grow and prosper on this show. So what I'm going to do is we're going to actually exit this evening with Mr. Wise's second single. It's called Shine Blues featuring Soul Flower because we didn't get to play it earlier with all the calls. And so, y'all keep it locked on Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a great night, y'all.
King Queen Productions. Yo, play the blues for me, dog. Play the blues for me. Yo, it's been a long time.
Long time.
I never had the chance to leave. My anthem was always, we can't eat this meat. It's not made for us. There's not enough on the table for us. How we gonna separate it for us? Wake us up. We sleep in the deep. Walk in a rush. On broken glass where our feet get cut. Hoping to trust someone with enough to offer us. One day I wanna have a job where they actually use the office and stuff. On the 8th floor, 8 stories. Where I can pretend to make calls and yell at my secretary to go and make coffee. Watch the sunshine sometimes and run lines to beautiful ladies that'll make them date me at least one time. Signed or unsigned, I wanna feel like a celebrity. Eventually my melody will be heard and served as a remedy to help the sick. Not to sound selfish, but I've been grinding my whole life and I ain't selfish.
I've been grinding like all day. I've been grinding like all day. four kids and four a wife. So I stroll right by your tired image and see vivid your minutes run down the finish. When the sun down, you become a statistic. Got a chance and miss it. Never glance at your dreams and wishes. It seems distant, cause you never envisioned the realistic. When you painted the picture, framed it and fixed it. Dig it, don't risk it. The biscuit you hold to make some unknown fold unfold can cost your soul. Twisted minds listen to metaphors and get it twisted. Thinking how you spit it is really how you live it. So in the middle of the night, I get a call, we lost another in the brawl. For something he ain't needed all. So I visit the mall to buy a black suit to visit the mall. And that's a place I ain't trying to visit
I've been
no more.
I like all day. I've been running like all night. I've been running like all day. So I'm trying to love it all right. I've been trying like all day. I've been running like all night. I've been running like all day. So I know I love it all right.
I've been doing this thing all day and night since. Not deeper and the light. Still need a cup of cappuccino. Rocking mics like hematite. Call me Insomniac MC. Been awake since the 70s. 44 in the heavenlies. Hear my roar through infinity. This is the 777 soul. Let go my ego. I am born to be an overstand. Born free on holy land. What in the world?
Come on.
Hip-hop has dropped and gotten cold. How can you call it soul music if it doesn't stimulate the soul? Now stop, drop, and roll. Move, jump, and throw. Listen. This music's raising up our children like revision. Rather breaking down their destinies like demolition. In the mainframe of the brainwaves ruled by the he say, she say. Ready to play this game day. The time is always now. Been doing this too long to stop now. Can't break my contract with divinity. The MC for the longevity. Singing the sunshine blues.
I've been trying like all day. I've been grinding like all night. I've been running like all day.
Put your hands together
so
like this.
I'm a little bit all right.
Come on.
I've been trying like all day. I've been running like all night. I've been running like all day.